Blog Talk Radio.
My soul get happy.
bless you, you, and especially you. I don't know about you, but I give joy when I think about what God has done for me. Is there anybody tonight to give joy for what God has done for them? I'm telling you right now, you need to go ahead and give God the praise right now. You need to go ahead and give God a shout right now. Is there anybody got a shout in their spirit, a praise down inside of them? My God Almighty is not going to allow anything or nothing to stop them from getting where God wants them to be. Is there anybody got a praise in their spirit, a praise in their belly? I just need a few of you, my God, just want to take the time on this Thursday morning, on this Thursday evening, and just go ahead and give God a praise. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus, all that it has done for me, my soul cries glory. Is there anybody's soul might making a shout this evening all over the world? Is there anybody internationally? I need to hear from you. Are you making a shout in the Holy Ghost all over the world? I just need one or two of you in the spirit. Don't mind going in the spirit. Don't give a care about what time of day, what time it is, where you at. Just when it's time, my God, to give God the praises, they got a praise to give God. Is there anybody, my God, this evening, ready to go higher, ready to experience the supernatural, ready to experience, my God, Almighty, manifestation in their life? Tired of just jumping and jiving, tired of sliding and sliding, but need, my God, the manifestation of God to operate and to manifest in their life. I dare you to give God a shout this morning. I dare you to begin to walk around your house, begin to declare and decree. I dare you to begin to make a sound in your atmosphere to get ready to turn things around. Because I'm telling you right now, it's already over. God is waiting on you to give him something to work with. God is ready to make you a believer. I dare you to go ahead and praise God for a few minutes. I feel the Holy Ghost. The name, I dare you to give God a praise right there in your home. Give him a praise. I dare you to praise God so much until the devil in hell be afraid to send any of his co-workers to rough you up, to beat you up, to try anything to get you. Because your praise released in our scripture that says, no weapon formed against me shall not, will not. I just need one or two of you on this evening, my God Almighty.
Oh, if you need to talk,
regardless of what it may be, you coming now, you give God a praise. This time, you can experience the covenant blessings of God. This time, you can experience the manifestation of God. This time, ain't nobody finna trick you. Ain't nobody finna hook you. Ain't nobody finna calm you. Ain't nobody finna try to take something from you. This time, it's finna become personal. If anybody got a personal praise with a personal prayer, my God Almighty, I feel though that this is personal tonight. I just got to give him a praise. As I'm praising God, you got to praise him and let every devil got to flee. Every issue got to flee. Because we finna go higher in the Holy Ghost. Come on, baby. I know, mother, you might be on your cane. You might be on your third way walker. You can walk side to side and give God a praise. Because if it have not been for God on your side, you
my soul get happy when I think about you. My soul get happy when I think about the Lord. That's what he said. That's what he said. That's what he said. That's what he said. He delivered me.
I feel a hunger in my son. I feel a hunger in my spirit. I feel still a holler, my God Almighty. I dare if one or two of you just holler in the spirit. Holler. Let your holler declare and decree. Let your holler bind and loose. Let your holler declare a statement into that devil in the princess of powers. That open is stuck into my set timing. I don't bend in my timing. Now I'm open to go to my set timing. My set timing is where my blessing is. My set timing is where my joy is. My set timing is where my peace is. I just got to give God a praise. In the end of my praise, God, for your set timing. Your set timing is now. Give him a praise, because it should have took you out a long time ago. The devil should have killed your prayer life when you had a chance. He should have killed your worship when he had a chance. He should have left you right there in a pit when he gave you church hurt. But now God says, you shall live in my... I feel a revival tonight. No, I didn't hear me. I just can't wait before we can schedule one in ADL. I feel a revival right now. You need to let the devil know. You hurt me. I've been through the church hurt. I've been through all these hurt. You should have left me in that pit, but now God is tugging on me to come out, and I got to give him. So I go ahead and give him a praise.
Come on, look what he's done. That's what he's done. That's what he's done. That's what he's done. That's what he's done.
Up in here, up in here. Somebody need to act a fool up in your house, up in here. You've been pretty all you want, my God. I just need somebody to get ugly. Just as Mother Helen was talking about it on yesterday, my God, even in Bible school, how David had to play crazy, how David had to get into a place to make somebody else think he is insane. He don't lose his mind. Well, I got news for you. I'm not here to act or pretend. I'm here to be so real. Because I don't lose my mind for the Holy Ghost. I don't lose my mind. Is there anybody out there, regardless of where you are or how far you are? Have you lost your mind for the Holy Ghost? I'm here to tell you, you need to get crazy. You need to act a fool. You need to make some noise for the Holy Ghost. And I got to give God a yes. I give him a yes. I beg him tonight. Give God a yes. A yes in your soul. I don't got time to play with it no more. I just got to give him a yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I just don't want to touch like this another prayer line. This just another prayer line. We want to cry out to God. We want to cry out to God. God, we just ain't crying out to waste our time. But we ready to see the supernatural. We ready for you to make us a believer. In the name of Jesus, you say you are a healer, God. We want to see the healing. You say you are a provider, God. We want to see the provider. This means war on the devil. Regardless of what we have to do, if we got to get crazy, let us get crazy. If we got to get radical, let us get radical. I give you a yes, my God Almighty. I dare somebody tonight to say yes unto the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost burn inside of us, God. In the name of Jesus, let it burn, Holy Ghost. Let it burn. Let the Holy Ghost burn inside of us. And everything, God, that is not of you, let the Holy Ghost fire to consume it in the name of Jesus. Consume it in our minds. Consume it in our spirits. In the name of Jesus. For we say yes. Yes, God. If the enemy ain't playing with this thing, you're going to give God a praise. And let the devil know.
Singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
I need a couple of other people this evening. My God, I feel this thing. My God, no matter how you feel, you ain't turning back. No matter what it looks like, you ain't turning back. I can tell less of what the prophet tried to do in one season. They don't lie to me. They don't took my money. They don't bamboozle me. But at the end of the day, the race ain't given to the swift or the strong. But I got to be the one to endure. I tell you, and I prophesied in the Holy Ghost, that you take up your bed and walk. Man, take up your bed. Sister, take up your bed. In the name of Jesus, walk in the Holy Ghost. If you're in a lot of the same war tonight, I dare you, my daughter, my get out of that coffer place. Get out of that place where you're cute, where you're dignified. Get in a place with God where you're not going to lose your mind. My weed got to fall out. Let the weed fall out. The nails got to fly. Let it fall out. Let it do what it want to do. Because at the end of the day, for God I live. Somebody about to give me praise. I tell you, go to
this ring. I breathe the blood.
It's following you on this earth right now. I hear the Holy Ghost says, you've been in a fight. You've been in your prayer room. You've been roaring in the Holy Ghost. You've been roaring, you've been fighting. But the seed's only thing is not virgin. I hear the Holy Ghost prophesying on your behalf. I hear the Holy Ghost saying in the spirit that this here, that you've been fighting for months, three, you've been fighting for years. In the name of Jesus, I hear the Holy Ghost says, it's broken in the name of Jesus. It's broken. You need to give God a place. I wish I had some of you on this side. My God, I'm right. Just go ahead and give God a place. If it's not you, you got to praise God for somebody else. Because when I give praise, it's unto the Lord. I see in the Holy Ghost, how many of you know that it's me? I give them no praise right there where you are.
This means
will, God, in the name of Jesus, we say yes. We say yes, for our soul say yes. I beg you to give God a yes tonight. I give him a yes. God, we say yes. Whatever it may be, we say yes to your spirit, God. We bind God for God's light in the name of Jesus. Everything that is not light in the name of Jesus, we bind God. Everything that is sought by the money powers, that is sought by the money entities, in the name of Jesus, we bind God. In the name of Jesus, even things that just by human God, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus, we break up the ground right now. We shake it off for us in the name of Jesus. We declare and we decree that our glory days will be greater than our promise. In the name of Jesus, we prophesy God. In the name of Jesus, we prophesy opportunities going to open up for us in the name of Jesus. We prophesy the change of income will increase greater in the name of Jesus. We prophesy to our health. We prophesy to our minds. We prophesy in the name of Jesus. God, we say yes. We receive our healings. We receive our blessings. We receive our deliverance in the name of Jesus. We say yes. As we crown God unto you in this afternoon, our spirits say yes. We say yes in France. We say yes in Norway. We say yes in the United Kingdom. In the name of Jesus, we come up on the wrong tongue with many different languages. We declare, we decree, every strategy and every plan that ever has for us in our household. In the name of Jesus, we break it up in the name of Jesus. We uproot every page, every strategy, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we say yes, God. Oh, we say yes, God. Let it rain in our life. Let it rain, God. Let it rain on us. Oh, God, teach us, Lord, how you speak to us. Give us understanding, God, when you speak through the voice or through actions, through any other, God. Let us preserve. Is it of you or is it not of you? In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we declare, we decree our joy in this season. We declare, we decree. I repeat in this season, we say yes, my soul say yes, yes to your will, Lord, yes to your bless, let it rain, God, let it rain, let it rain. In the inner body tonight, it's not listening to this crazy man on this phone, but I dare you to cry out before God, let it rain in your life. I feel a spark in a second. In the name of Jesus, it'll be so. I feel my own thoughts. I say yes. I don't know what she called in she and me. Let her know what she called in she and me. Let her know what she and me. Let her know what she called in she and me. Monday, she tells me. What is she and me? My God, I hear the God. My God, I hear the Holy Ghost say, saints of God. This is the time and this is the hour that every man needs to praise me. This is the time and this is the hour that every man needs to worship me. I hear God saying, this is the time and this is the hour that every man needs to cry out before me. For what's this coming upon thee and what's this brewing in this earth? Every man going to have to praise me. Every man going to begin to worship me. This is the time and this is the hour. Lord, my God, as you seek in me, I will give you strategies and I will give you direction and power to take and what not to take. This is the time and this is the hour. Lord, release in my soul. myself to have been in time you. Say not my shame, my children, sir. Do not turn away for the things that you don't know. You can be pushing me away. This is the time and this is the season. And I'm calling you to find an altar. My God, I'm not here. For you can be saved. For your household can be saved. I'm calling you to find an altar. For the enemy, my daughter, is looking to destroy. For the enemy, my daughter, is looking to have bloodshed. Upon the earth, upon the land, and if you not come inside of me, you shall surely perish. You shall surely perish. This is the time, and this is the season where I'm calling you to come up higher, come out the hidden places, come out the super closet, and get into me. If you don't, you shall surely perish. For I am calling my people. Higher within me. That's the only way in this season. You're going to be protecting me. You're going to be covered. It's going to be process. And there's going to be many crying out. But I'm calling you right now. Get in the heart. Get in me. Get in your potato. And I shall lead you into a place of refuge. I shall lead you into a place of safety. I shall protect you. I shall cover you. But this is the time in the season to cry out before me. Lord, I want you. Lord, I want you. She's a bitch. Lord, I want you. Lord, I want you. I prophesy in the name of Jesus that a stirring will come in you, all spirits, that it will increase your prayer like never before. For you can seek the living face of God like never before. I prophesy that in this season, you're not going to allow anything to stop you or to slow you down. And it hurt past relationship, past things that it did not work out. Regardless if it was natural of the world or regardless if it was of the church. I call you and I prophesy you by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are free in the power of the Holy Ghost. You are free in the spirit of living God. We release every bondage. We release every shackles. We must demolish and break the elements that holding you tied down. We must break the psychological effect that the enemy is trying to keep over your mind, making you think you're in a place of captivity, but yet the bars are open and you are set free. We break it right now. We break the psychological, the manipulation stronghold that the enemy don't implant it into your spirit and don't implant it into your mind. We break it right now in the name of Jesus. Every strategy and every blueprint of the devil and of the adversary that he must, my God Almighty, the spirit of the body came in and left on spirit. We demolish them and we tell him to loose this hold over your mind and over your spirits right now. We expose everything that is hidden, everything that is in the dark, in our life, in our children's life, in our life, that we connect it to anybody and everybody. We expose it in the name of Jesus. We take authority of the things that is not of God. We cast them out into dry places. And we speak that the Holy Spirit may come in and reign inside the place that is now void. To fill it with the Spirit of God. To fill it with the glory of God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we rededicate our lives and return back to you. We totally come into mission and repent and humbleness. We give ourselves back unto you, God. And we welcome you not only back into our life, but we welcome you back into our home. We welcome you back into everything that we have, every possession that we have. We welcome you back. We're exposing us the most secret thing, God, in the name of Jesus. The most thing that is hidden, we expose it in the name of Jesus. For we want to be children of the dying that you can look upon and say, I have a flock of people that I am well pleased with. So in our manipulation, God, in our lying, in the sickness, in the spirit of illusory that we operated under the oppression of the satanic of the powers of the devil and the demonic counsel that I am of. Father, we break it right now. My God, we denounce the ties of the enemy. We denounce the relationship of the devil in the name of Jesus. We denounce the ties of any crookedness, God, in the name of Jesus. And we announce our relationship in our marriage within you and the Holy Ghost, the Trinity thereof. Father, in the name of Jesus, we release and dispatch our angels to go before us as we walk in this weary age, to make the crooked places straight. And the blessings that are due to us, we ask them to release them to bring forth our blessing in the name of Jesus. This time and this season, we are not going to stop. We declare and decree by the people of you that we take a stand in this season and we're not throwing a tower. We will operate what you gave us, the power to operate. For it says in your word that you gave us power to heal the sick and also to cast out devils. Teach us, Holy Ghost, to operate in that power that God has already ordained to us as his children and as his people to operate therein. So we can be effective not only in our spiritual life, but we can also be effective in our natural life. We declare, we decree, and we make a stand today that we are ready to walk into our set iron, our set place, and our set year in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I declare and decree over the ministry of ABM that you will rain upon it like never before. I must rededicate that ministry back unto you. Not only is a ministry, but it's also our time with God. Father, we want to be pleased in your sight. We want to be pleased in your word. We want you to be proud of us. So anything that the enemy has planned, we demolish it. We come against it right now. We carry their swords. We release our war angels to go before us in the name of Jesus. So war on our behalf. So war in the heavens. To make a sound in our atmosphere. My God Almighty, with a faraway sword that will strike the serpent across his neck to discover the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we throw in his body and cast it into top places that it will not try to amend itself back again. It will try to lick itself back again. For God, we declare and we decree that in this time and in this season that we're going to walk only before you and we're going to walk into your presence. And we say yes, God. We say yes unto your will. This is a sense of God. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. And I prophesy before I get off this air. Every individual that been up under demonic attack, that they're not a product of a demonic spirit, a subject to attack of the enemy, known and unknown. I break the chains of strongholds in the name of Jesus. I sever generation curse and spiritual soul guides from generation of your mothers and of your fathers in the name of Jesus. I disconnect the umbilical cord from you and people that boast themselves to be of God, and they are not. I can reconnect your ability cord to the living God himself. In the name of Jesus, we free you in the Holy Ghost. We free you to serve the living God. We free you to worship the living God. I rebuke and I bind every spirit that's trying to keep you bound. Every spirit that give you mind battles and war against your praise and war against your stance. Because God is calling you out of some places to move you into a place that he chose for you to go. I release you back into the hands of the Father. For you are not the hands of the shepherd. You are the hands. You belong to the hands of the Father. For man just do not have rulership over thee. I break that covenant, my God Almighty, with man and man. And then that covenant with man and God. For God is the covenant holder, and for God is the covenant relationship. For God is the boss. And every manipulation and curse that we've not been born up and we've not been raised with, embedded in our spirits from childhood, really in the name of Jesus, 30 years, 40 years, and 50 years back, in the name of Jesus, I uproot those Byron, our loose doctrine are in literature. Byron, that is not more. That we accept the doctrine as if as it was God. And we accept the doctrine that God, this is your promise. Father, I uproot in the name of Jesus every doctrine that is not of you, every practice and every principle that we've been operating, Father, that is not in contrary with the gospel, that is in contrary with the interpretation of man. And Father, in this time, I ask you to rain down the truth of the gospel. Let us be able to receive and digest the gospel as it is. Allow our spirits to remain with your spirit. Allow our spirits to connect with you, God. For we say yes tonight, and we say yes to you, Father. I thank God for you tuning in tonight. We'll be back on tomorrow at 7 a.m. God bless you.